all I can do is tell some of my own story. And I am, believe it or not, a native of Columbus. There are not very many of us around, I don't think. Born in a house on the south side. And that's important because after medical school, I went into obstetrics and gynecology, and when I told my mother that, who delivered 6 children at home, she genuinely said, "What for?" And I thought, well, okay. we have different points of view on that. Then when I finished residency, I wanted to stay in the area, and at that time, believe it or not, in 66, there were very, very few physicians in suburbs, and I wanted to do that, and so I picked Worthington because I really liked it, and I recall some years back, way back, when I remember driving through the center part of town, and the Greyhound bus station was at the drugstore in the middle of the block on the west side, and that was kind of one of my early memories. But I chose carefully to come here and open an office on my own at 33 East North Street, which is a little building just behind what's Jubilee now. And ultimately, after about 10 or 12 years, moved over to a newer office building on Karen, 66 Karen, I guess. After 30 years of private practice OBGYN, I left there. Now my numbers are starting to come up. The other thing that was kind of interesting is that when I moved here in 66 and married my wife a little bit, Judy, a little bit later, and after a few years in an apartment house on Clearview, we wanted to buy a house, but it was in 1970 when interest rates were in the 12% range, and we had absolutely no money. And one of the realtors took us around and finally realized that we didn't have any money for down payment, and then it gave us probably the worst piece of advice anybody ever could. They said, "Well, just save your money for a few more years so you'll have a down payment." Well, with the interest rates, that would have been impossible. But one of the homes on Hayhurst had been built for some time, and the real estate market had just gone to pot. And so the builder, on pretty shady grounds, or from our financial standpoint, was willing to give us the second mortgage. So with two mortgages, we were able to move into Hayhurst Street. And after about, 6 or 7 years, then we were able then to use that money that accrued at that real estate, which we never could have done by saving, and buy a house on Highgate. And we've been there for 26 years. The only other aspect is that I really like the city so much, and I felt some obligation that I went on the first the Board of Zoning Appeals and then the Municipal Development Commission, and I was on both of those for probably about 17 years. And at that point I thought, well, gee, it would be really interesting to run for city council, and I did, but I guess I wasn't supposed to, because the all the incumbents kept running, and I didn't really confer with them, or I didn't realize that I had to have their permission, so I just ran, and I think I ticked a lot of council people off, but that just made me more earnest to run, and I ran every 2 years for 4 times, and the 4th time there was finally one opening, although there were 2 of us vying for that. And both of us got on, and one of the incumbents lost by I think I got in by 27 votes or something. And have been there now 6 years, and it's a great deal of fun. But that was a kind of an interesting eye-opener when I ran for council and didn't realize I wasn't supposed to. Those are some kind of interesting things that happen along the way. That's about it.